My dear friends, it is an honor for me to be here today. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity. My name is Benson Claret Obara. I am the pastor of St. Michael in Kenton at the home of Football Hall of Fame. This is the weekend. I am not here to speak about Kenton and what is going on in Kenton today. I am here to talk to you about the Diocese of Olo, where I was born and raised and ordained a priest more than 34 years ago. Today in the scripture, the gospel, we have been presented with a gentleman who did an honest job and made an honest living and saved for tomorrow, which all of us do. But there was something that he forgot. In the midst of his abundance, he forgot to extend himself to the most vulnerable, to those in need. And that was the only thing. And it is that extension that the scripture says that what matters most to God, extension of love, extension of helping hand, that was the only thing he was lacking. Today I have come to talk to you about a people who may need or who can need even the crumbs that fall from the master's table. The Diocese of Olo was created in 1981. The present bishop of the Diocese of Olo was trained here in Ohio. He studied at the University of Akron, lived with Father Paul Rosen. Father, you know Father Paul Rosen. He trained my bishop. And then was sent back to Nigeria. He had the option, because he is a U.S. citizen, he had the option of living here, having good life, but he was sent, go and minister to the people in Nigeria who need your help. And he is doing an awesome job. Ordinarily, Nigeria as a country shouldn't need any kind of asking from the world because it is blessed with natural resources. But there is a problem. The problem in Nigeria is the problem of political instability, the problem of corruption, and problem of religious persecution. Christians and Christianity, they have become an endangered species in the country of Nigeria. You may be listening and hearing about this on the news. Just recently, from 2015 to 2025, about 145 priests had been kidnapped and many killed. June 13 and 14 this year, 200 Christians were killed in a Catholic church. Pope Leo talked about it. In a Catholic church, what was their crime? What you and I are doing because we believe in Christ, we believe in God. They were massacred. Statistics show that more than 4,000 people are killed yearly because of their faith. And in the past 14 years, 52,000 Christians had been killed because they believe in Christ. Because of this religious insurgency, Christians are moving out to certain places where they feel a little bit secured. But this migration brings a lot of challenges because they don't have houses. Their children need to go to school. They need medical assistance, ordinary medications, which we can buy over the counter here. And it is the church that steps up to support and help. And the church has no means of raising this fund without appealing to people like you. And that's why I'm here today. Like I said, section of Nigeria where I was born and raised, we are evangelized by the missionaries from Ireland, the Holy Ghost priest. These missionaries, when they were coming to Nigeria, many of them died of malaria. Many of them died in the boat. But they made sacrifices to go and evangelize people in that area. The faith they planted, that faith is being threatened. And that's why I'm asking for your support, for your help. The diocese needs money to provide food in the soup kitchen. The diocese needs money to provide clothing for little ones. The diocese needs money to help these kids out of school to be in school. Beloved friends, education made me to be where I am today. I was ordained 34 years ago as a priest for the Diocese of Olo. In 90, I was only 7 years a priest in Nigeria before I was sent to John Carroll for studies. And since then, I haven't gone back. Diocese of Youngstown took me on loan from Bishop Tobin to Bishop Murray to Bishop Bonner, on loan for 3 years. And after a while, my bishop said, take him. No more on loan. I belong to the Diocese of Youngstown. No more the Diocese of Olo. But I have been on both sides of the aisle. I know what is going on there. They can't speak. I am their mouth to speak for them, to appeal on your behalf, on their behalf to you. Beloved friends, the Diocese of Olo, even though there is persecution, faith against Christians, the vocation is increasing every day. The vocation they have there is they need people to help to sponsor. It takes $500 to sponsor a seminarian for 1 year. I am a member of the Presbyterian Council in the Diocese of Youngstown. It takes $34,000 to put a seminarian through the seminary for 1 year. That's what these guys are paying Deacon Chuck. But the Diocese of Fallo, it takes only $500. Somebody helped to sponsor me. Out of 34 years in the priesthood, I was there for only 7 years. The rest of my ministry has been between Holy Family in Poland, Ohio, to St. Michael, to St. Benedict, working and bringing two parishes together. You see, there is no hair any longer. But I'm happy doing what I'm doing. Somebody paid for my education, but I'm happy using it here. In the same way, if you can commit to sponsorship of one person for 1 year, it is a gift you are giving the Universal Church. Because you don't know where the person can be. Last Sunday, I celebrated Mass with Father Rosaria at Mount Carmel. At the end of Mass, I told them, it looks like a united nation. Father Rosaria, myself, and we are all speaking in tongues. All of us understood each other. Everybody laughed. But that is the reality of what we are doing these days. Anybody can come from anywhere. Look at me, coming from a village in Nigeria, being here, talking to you, being in charge of one parish. Last year, it was two parishes, St. Michael and Canal 14, St. Philip and James, until I couldn't do it no more. Therefore, my dear friends, I ask you, if you can, as we read this scripture, let us see how we can use our resources to help, to sponsor, or to help people who will become priests, and to put food on the table of people in the Diocese of Olu, Nigeria. We talk about clean water. We take it for granted. You go to your house, go to the dining, go anywhere, you turn on the tap, water comes out. It's not the same. The Sisters of Humility of Mary of Pennsylvania, they work in my parish. They help to sponsor two water wells in my village in Nigeria in this past 1 year. Then about six more families and friends of St. Michael helped to sponsor six wells. Beloved friends, you needed to see the joy people had that they have a clean water so that they will not be sick from waterborne diseases. It took the money. It's a lot for an individual. But people did it to provide joy and happiness. What we can take for granted is not there. When I was at St. Do I need to continue speaking? Okay, thank you. When I was at St. Mary's in Canton, Ohio, St. Mary's St. Benedict, there is a school, Summit Academy. They wanted to throw away a bunch of books. Some of these books had never been opened, but they had to get rid of them so that they will have a new supply. I said, no, this is a sin against charity. I collected the books. The parish of St. Benedict, St. Mary's helped me to ship the books to Nigeria. I opened the first library that has helped countless number of young men and women to go, because they didn't have the furniture in their homes. I had a solar light, and then they can go there and do their homeworks. These are things we can take for granted. Therefore, my dear friends, the point, I don't want to you know, bug you with all my stories. But whatever you can go a long way to make a difference. Father Benson is able to come here, speak with you, and talk to you because I was able to get, my parents took advantage of education from the Irish missionaries. And then they passed it on to me. And now I am a priest. Therefore, let us offer such opportunities to kids, young people that don't have it. I do believe that when you take one child off the road, or when you train one child, you are helping to take one potential troublesome child from the road. Give them education, give them meaningful life. They will be ready to empower other people, and then it continues. Once again, thank you for this opportunity. At the end of Mass, I will be at the entrance, or either here or here. If you like to commit to 1 year sponsorship, that would be awesome. But if you can't, please pray for the people of Olo in Nigeria, for their safety, for strong faith, so that the faith that was given to them, implanted in their heart, will never die because of persecution. May God bless you.